listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
December 10th, 2017. We are live right now. This is not a rebroadcast. So I've got about 2 pages worth of garbage here to go through with you tonight. A bunch of clips. The first thing I wanted to talk about is I got hacked this week. A couple of my email accounts, my incendiary radio email account, somebody was trying to sign in from somewhere down in Texas. And then one of my other email accounts, somebody in Silver Springs, Maryland, was trying to sign into one of my accounts overnight last night. So I don't know what the hell's going on with all that. It's just crazy. You know, with all the drama I have technologically, when I just from doing a 3-hour show once a week, I don't understand it. I don't know. I guess on this network, I cover some weird stuff where I guess I can touch a nerve on some of the jerks that have their fingers on the bells and whistles, I guess you could say. So let's go through some of this stuff. There's so much. The California fires, Southern California. Now it's dry out there. I lived out in Southern California for a while when I was in the military, and from my barracks, you know, Camp Pendleton, it's right there in North San Diego County, and it butts up with Orange County, where Camp Pendleton is. And there, you know, it's very mountainous and it gets dry. And I used to sit, you know, you could sit in the barracks and watch the fires burning up on the mountains and so forth, not that far away. So California has this history, but there's a lot of footage floating around. Let's just say that's very weird. It's kind of reminiscent of some of the, you know, people documenting, you know, some of the stuff with the Northern California fires, Sonoma County and all that stuff. Ken, if you want to get clip 7 queued up, Round two, basically, some of the YouTubers are saying directed energy weapon possibilities. There's these weird blue laser kind of, you know, beam type footage going around. I don't know what to believe anymore. Like I've been saying the last few weeks, I mean, this vomit of stimuli that's facing us at any one time. I was talking to one of my bosses, and you know what's so crazy is some of these older people are even getting kind of wigged out, like normie older people that kind of pay attention, but not at the level we all do with all the weird websites and videographers and so forth. Even they're getting wigged out, and the conversation kind of went like this. You know, we're talking about kind of like the whole upside down gender, political correctness, you know, the loonies that just want to implement communism right in our face. Basically, the one of the bosses and I were talking, I think every time like we talk, we've reached max retardation or max loony, but then hell, next week you break through that membrane and you're maxed out again. So where's the bottom to this, or you know, how retarded can this get before, I mean, St. Louis right now, I mean, people are being carjacked out in very, very wealthy areas of suburbia here in St. Louis. There's just a carjacking last night. A few days ago, there was one in another very kind of well-off area. I think people are losing their minds. Those people that are kind of teetering on the brink of functionality and dysfunctionality, a lot of them are falling over to the dysfunctional side right now. And so the weaker, you know, when you're talking spiritual and mental fortitude and so forth, a lot of them are falling and flipping and doing violent things to people, you know, getting into trouble, mass numbers of shootings. It's very, very weird. Cop just got shot in the head by a guy in the cop car in the last week here in St. Louis. It's all over, you know, local news and so forth. But let's get back to the California thing. Ken, so we're going to go ahead and play clip 7, round 2, directed energy weapons, and I'll put a question mark on that in Southern California. Let's go ahead and play it.
Round 2, we're calling it. One of my subscribers sent me this link a little while ago, and I just started looking at it. Wildfires erupted, Bel Air section, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. Now, you've seen all this. You'll hear the news. There's the sun all redded out. The sky is completely choked out. This is directed energy again. And why do I say that? Because one of you said that. Let me read you this email real quick. This email's from a subscriber. I'm going to leave her name out of this. If she wants to identify herself, I'm sure she can do that in the comment section. It says, Richie, I live 5 miles from the latest fire, Skirball, that broke out, quote-unquote, randomly pre-dawn this morning. And, of course, the evil bastards behind these directed energy hits seem to love to strike in the wee hours. Almost every time. Anyway, so check this. I'm monitoring the fires, obviously, and you know what I've been seeing as an emerging pattern? The local reporters who are walking up and down the streets, who are walking up and down the various streets interviewing homeowners who are sifting through the complete rubble of their homes where there is nothing left. They've shown video of vehicles where the metal bumpers melted and was running down the streets as liquid molten metal, yet several homeowners say and show us that the only thing that they found untouched in the charred wreckage, aluminum beer cans, aluminum, and ceramic items. One guy found untouched beer cans, also found a ceramic Halloween pumpkin with the evil face carved out and two ceramic white rabbits, and of course, pots and pans. She goes on to say, you tell me these fires aren't intelligent and selective. How does a metal car bumper fender melt into molten liquid, yet aluminum beer cans are left intact. In specific homes and trees left unscathed, while the homes and trees all around them were charred to a pile of ash. This is unreal. Anyways, sometimes very evil, something very evil is at play here. These fires are popping up randomly, dozens of miles apart from each other, and it is not embers flying across from the Santa Ana winds going on and starting new fires all over SoCal in less than 48 hours. This is bullshit, and I'm pissed off, but I digress. Just had to share this for you. I'm no expert, but this makes zero sense. Steel's melting, but ceramic and aluminum are not. That's crazy. And it looks like it's just in time for Christmas again. Today's the 6-12-6-666. There you go. Just, you know, because they just love their numerology. I don't make this stuff up. This is what they do. But this is the story right here. 60, 60. I mean, just seriously, everything in here has a 6 in it.
All right, go ahead and stop it.
Nine,
so we'll worry about all the numerological kind of stuff.
Hey, what's up, you?
But you know, it's just weird. Now, wind patterns and why a certain object would not melt, and then the steel of parts of a car would. You know, I'm sure some Snopes type debunker can jump on the line and tell me why that is, but I don't. You know, it just seems. You know, it seems to fall in line with this, you know, Jerry Brown governor is going to jump on and say this is climate change. It's like, you know, Trump pulls us out of this climate stuff, you know, knowing it's a suicidal for, you know, economies. Ken just sent me a picture of what looks like a Ford truck all mangled. But it's almost like, you know, you're not coming off the plantation, boy. We'll make your dummies of your population. We'll squeeze the goy. We'll make them come back to the climate change garbage, even if we have to rig the climate. It's just what it seems like to me, and it just gives me that feeling. Now could it be an act of, you know, the force of nature? Could it be some sort of supernatural judgment style thing? I personally don't ever want to throw that out of the realm of possibility, because, you know, I wouldn't want to do that. But so much weird things going on with Saudi Arabia, of course. I'm going to have to touch on this Trump Jerusalem embassy move thing. And I'm going to play a couple. I'm going to play the Paul Joseph Watson one, and I'm going to play the Brother Nathaniel one. Two totally different kind of views on it. So, Ken, we'll get clip two ready. This is Paul Joseph Watson. And he brings up the hypocrisy of Clinton, Bush, and Obama, how they all said the same thing Trump said basically during the campaign, but Trump's the only one basically living up to his promise. Now, I mean, I see the entire kind of alternative media, especially kind of the Zio-wise alternative media, of course, in lockstep. The, you know, surface level, they got triggered by this move. And I'm gonna elaborate on this a little bit, but remember this: U.S. embassies are part of the State Department. The State Department is part of the executive branch. It is the executive's prerogative whether I or you or any of these other goofballs out here agree with it, to decide where our embassies will be and so forth and so on. Now, I've seen speculation and I've seen jubilation over here in the Christian Zionist circles, all the way to, of course, to basically the Jewish mafia wise circles. Trump's the King Zionist and all the rest of it. And so you see all of the various people, you know, where they're going to fall in. And there's a lot of simpletons out here. And, you know, I'm not the chief executive of the United States. Donald Trump is presently. And I know we're talking UCC, 14th Amendment, straw man, Organic Act, you know, the whole deal here with Trump being the head of the corporation. But he is the head of the corporation. And so, you know, I'm rather ambivalent. We're about to face some things probably over it, but let's play the Watson thing. And then I'm going to probably open the phone lines in a little bit, and I'll probably take some calls in a little bit, but don't call in yet till I open the phone lines. And I know I say that a lot, and I haven't opened the phone lines in a few weeks. There's just been so much to get to. And I got a lot to get to tonight. So when I do open the phone lines, don't keep me on the line. I tend to be very, you know, liberal with people as far as eating up the airtime, but I got a lot to get to, so keep that in mind. But Ken, let's go ahead and hear Mr. Watson from over there in England and give the kind of the InfoWars slant to this. Go ahead and play two.
Trump has caused international outrage by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Who would do such a thing?
Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel and must remain an undivided city accessible to all.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as its capital.
I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel. And I have said that before, and I will say it again.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel.
Oh, but why is Trump doing this now? Why is he inflaming the Middle East and provoking an explosion of violence? Whoa. Why would Muslims resort to violence? As we all know by now, Islam is a religion of peace. So, I mean, it's impossible. I don't understand. You're saying Muslims have so little control over their actions, they're just gonna flip out like animals. Sounds pretty Islamophobic to me. And I mean, it's not as if they're setting fire to their own neighborhoods and violently attacking Jewish restaurants. And firing rockets into Israel. It's not like the leader of Hamas called for peace to be abandoned and for Palestinians to launch an uprising. It's not like the head of Hamas in Gaza literally called for terrorism. Islam's a religion of peace. That's impossible. It's not happening. These are reasonable people. It's not like they were massacring Jews in Jerusalem 20 years before Israel even existed. It's not like they've repeatedly called for Israel to be wiped from the pages of history. That's never happened. It's not like the Palestinian Authority still refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to even exist. It's not like Muslims have launched violence against Jews for the sin of visiting Jewish holy sites for decades. It's not like Muslims used gravestones from Jewish cemeteries to pave their roads. None of that happened. These are reasonable people. There's no history whatsoever of them turning violent, and if they ever did, it could only be Donald Trump's fault. Not because they're anti-Semites who just hate Jewish people. They're reasonable. Also, Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is so reckless, it's unprecedented. It's not like Congress passed a law 22 years ago called the Jerusalem Embassy Act, which described Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Oh, it did. It's not like the US Senate voted 90-0 that Jerusalem should remain the undivided capital of Israel just 6 months ago. Oh, it did. It's not like Bill Clinton came into office supporting the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Oh, he did. Yeah, but it's not like George W. Bush promised to move the US Embassy to Jerusalem. Oh, he did. But Trump's bad anyway, because he's following through on his promise. That's bad. I mean, CNN literally says he's bad for keeping his promises, so I guess it must be true. Also, doesn't this just prove everyone right who said that Trump was a Nazi and literally Hitler?
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Trump's bending over backwards to please Zionists and Jews, just like Hitler did. Yeah, anyway, here's a list of groups and people furious at Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Turkey's Islamist President Erdogan, Saudi King Salman bin Abdul Aziz, ISIS, Hamas, globalist political leaders, virtually the entire political left, the mainstream media.
Totally erratic decision by this president.
And Muslims in general.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, and then we will continue on the other side of the break in Cindy Radio and RBN. We'll be right back.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Kind of break down Mr. Watson's little video here. Okay, so first of all, I totally agree with this aspect that the planet, our entire population, we somehow think that Muslims in the Middle East and elsewhere, if you do something that they don't like, that somehow it's acceptable for them to go out and snap out and basically, you know, act a fool. It's kind of like the whole thing with shootings here in the United States, a questionable shooting by a police officer. Certain communities get a free pass to have, quote unquote, room to destroy, like the Baltimore mayor said. Why do people get a free pass to snap when somebody does something political like move an embassy? And so there's a lot of wussified people out here that want to just say Trump should have never did this because, you know, it's going to start this and this. Well, why do they get, you know, the carte blanche excuse to act a fool because somebody does something they don't like? Now, with that being said, notice how Watson totally is blank when it comes to let's just say, the carving out of the Zionist state, okay, with the massacres, the King David Hotel, and all of the Deir Yassin and everything else, okay? So it's, you know, I really, some of these Vatican researchers really get on my nerves with their naivety and this, like, purposeful glossing over of the ugly side of Jewish behavior throughout the centuries, but especially with what happened when the state got carved out, that somehow you can blame the Vatican and Rome for every little bad thing that basically organized Jewish forces have done, the atrocities, the supremacist goofy ideas in the Talmud, Kabbalah, so forth and so on. Everybody, you know, like Eric John Phelps and Johnny Cerucci and these characters, they always want to blame Rome for Jewish bad behavior. And then the people that focus 100% on basically Jewish supremacy and the rest of it, they're unwilling to look at other players on the field that might be doing nefarious things. So it's always got to be Jew, Jew, Jew all day long when humanity is a big bunch of sinners. And we all have the proclivities to be jerks and, you know, ruthless and backstabbers and the rest of it. It's being in a fallen state. Now, like I said here, this move, do I really like it personally? No. But at the same time, there's some heavy things going on, and everybody wants to speculate that they know exactly. Oh, Trump, see, he's totally compromised by the Jewish mob up there in New York. He's BB's, you know, basically BB's little, you know, female dog, and so forth and so on. There's some, let's just say the things going on with Saudi Arabia right now and other things, it's more complicated as far as I'm seeing it. Let's just put it that way. Now we're coming up on this break in this short segment. I'm going to play the brother Nathaniel, and this one's basically called the flip side to the Trump embassy move. Now, of course, brother Nathaniel, and you know, and I got to get in with Pope Francis and his kind of reactions, and then the Superior General of the Jesuits, and probably what his actions are behind the scenes. When you look at this kind of three world wars model that Pike talked about and so forth, you can see the stage being set here. And so we have to keep that in mind as well and digest that. See you guys on the other side of the break, Incendiary Radio, and keep listening.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you wanna go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe, you know, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's plug the chat rooms, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com. Chat room started by various listeners at various times, so if you want to get in there, there's three of them. Hoolies blog.blogspot.com, W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. He's been posting the show for, I don't even know how long, almost since I've been on the air. And then Sean down in Australia, WTFR, TCTAUnleashed.com, TCTAUnleashed.com, 107.9 in Australia. So let's get into the Brother Nathaniel side of the house with this Jerusalem thing. And people are saying that this Pat Privilege sent me a thing about this. You know, people are talking that it's a head fake and so forth and so on. And, you know, you got to let these things play out. But let's look at it from this perspective. The evangelical lobby, they are a pretty powerful bloc in the Republican Party, and they're real kind of this bleed over between AIPAC and Southern Baptist Convention, especially with John Hagee and Kufi, Christians United for Israel, and so forth. But then there's a whole bunch of the charismatics, the Foursquare and Assemblies of God, and a bunch of the other denominations that are heavy, heavy Christian Zionists. Trump being a Presbyterian or a crypto Presbyterian, people are speculating that Trump's actually Catholic, et cetera, et cetera. Went to Fordham for 2 years, Jesuit University in the Bronx, his first 2 years. The Presbyterian Church, you know, USA is very, very left. And so they were part of divesting a lot of their wealth out of Israeli type companies and investments and so forth. But Trump's a New Yorker. Of course, Jared Kushner being a Chabad Lubavitch type. And I was watching some footage of Chaim Saban and Jared Kushner playing nicey-nicey about, you know, the Middle East peace process and so forth. And, you know, Bibi and Jared's families being tight for a long time. Of course, Jared's dad being locked up by Chris Christie when he was a federal prosecutor. So there's all kinds of weird little skullduggery there in New Jersey and New York with the Kushners and Chris Christie and all that. A lot of people were speculating that Jared's going to is really on the hot seat with some, you know, questionable investments and so forth in various places. But let's get back to this. Listen to the Brother Nathaniel Trump embassy move, and then we'll move on from there. Go ahead, hit clip three.
A reckless move, cried numerous nations around the world. Violence will erupt, they warned. But Trump, scornful of world opinion, made his historical decision.
I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
To whom? Those deplorables who prefer America first? They certainly didn't vote Israel first. This crowd did.
When I become president, the days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen will end on day one.
This is at AIPAC.
We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
I grew up as a Jew and know something about campaign promises to the Israel lobby. Cash in advance always expects cash back on delivery.
Through all of these years, presidents representing the United States have declined to officially recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In fact, we have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all.
Au contraire, a dog off his leash can pee in all the wrong places.
What's the capital of Israel?
Capital of Israel that I go to, sir, is Tel Aviv, because that's where all their government people are.
That's Mattis.
Do you agree with me that the capital of Israel is Jerusalem?
Sir, right now I stick with the U.S. policy.
Okay. Do you support moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
I would defer to the nominee for Secretary of State on that, sir.
Tillerson? He got a gag in his mouth, but Kushner got a megaphone.
When we started the process of looking at how to create the peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, the first thing a lot of people told us was that it wasn't the right time. The conditions weren't right after years of distrust.
Well, I'm happy you mentioned trust, because there's no trust between the sides at all. You've managed to build trust on the Israeli side. I know you're working hard on building trust on the Palestinian side. But frankly, it's all going to end up with the mediator, you.
As Mossad's mole in the White House, as the uber-zuber Zionist behind Trump's embassy move, it's been the art of the con all along to let Bibsy dump the two-state solution under the cover of the Trump White House.
And Mr. Prime Minister, did you come here tonight to tell the President that you are backing off the two-state solution? Oh, thank you.
Why the head rolling, Bibsy? Me give up the two-state solution? Trump to the rescue.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like. I'm very happy with the one that both parties like. I can live with either one.
Abandon all hope, all ye Palestinians who enter here. Quote, Trump has delivered a message to the Palestinian people. The two-state solution is over, said Saeb Erekat, chief Palestinian peace negotiator. But don't despair. There's the flip side to Trump's dirty deal. Now is the time, stressed Erekat, to transform the struggle for one state with equal rights for everyone living in historic Palestine from the river to the sea. That means equal citizenship, equal rights for both Jews and Palestinians. I kind of like the flip side, don't you?
All right, so you see, you can stop it there. You see that the one state solution where Jews and Arab Palestinians are going to have the same kind of citizenship rights. You know, that's a pie in the sky. That's never going to happen because of Talmudic ideology and Islamic ideology. You know, I mean, most of the Christian Palestinians are gone, or some of them live in Israel, but a lot of them left, and a lot of them are here in the United States. There's a lot of Palestinian Christians here in the United States. You know, what's interesting is we're facing this thing in the West now since these various factions have pushed a lot of Islamic people into our lands, whether it be Australia, the United States, Canada, Europe, so forth and so on. And I talked about this kind of ad nauseum last week, the four wives system, the way that you'll be bred out. And so, and let me talk about this, the Vatican's heavy role in Israeli politics with with the Temple Mount especially, but the holy sites. Okay, so you had Pope Francis on the surface, okay, Bergoglio. Basically really was really negative on this embassy move, okay? But if you know the way the papacy works, when you have the superior general of the Society of Jesus, a.k.a. the company, it's like the yin-yang of Taoism, the black and the white, okay? And they move in a circle. And so what the black pope does under the surface a lot of times is the exact opposite of what the white pope does on the surface. And so guarantee you this is part of the clash of civilizations to push it one notch further. And remember way back, if you guys been listening to the program, when Trump was first coming into office, and I made this kind of not a prediction, but as a, just sort of a floater that I threw out there. I was like, look, Trump, you might see him try to save Europe from itself, from suicide. Now, I've got a very – Trump did this Pensacola rally on the last day, and I've got a really interesting segment from it because I was watching another video, and basically – so I'll set this up in a little while, but very, very fascinating. Trump talk – I mean, let me see. It's basically – I wrote it this, Trump versus New World Order. And he was using basically almost John Birch Society language. But I was like, this is another one of those speeches, whether, I mean, it's enough to really, really. And, you know, Jones and Roger Stone and all these guys have been talking forever about Trump, you know, is going down this month. That's what all the whispers in DC are, and so forth and so on. And it's the 10th now, and things are heating up. And the whole Flynn thing, and you got the wildfires. People are speculating that he pulled this embassy move to take the heat off of the boa constrictor around him in D.C. that's about to take him down for, you know, A, B, C, or D, this Russia bogus stuff. I mean, these people on television news, and I just see clips of it on YouTube that other people are using as examples. But my gosh, it just makes you just want to just throw the TV across the room that these people are that sick and twisted. But and here's another one. There's this guy, Zach, okay? He's like comes from like a Muslim family. He's this caller from InfoWars, and I played some of his stuff in the last few weeks. And this is like whenever he calls in, it's like Jones makes time for him. He's some sort of an operative. He came out of military, I would say, spec ops circles. And he calls from Morocco now, but some of the people on YouTube are speculating if the person Q, this from the poll section of 4chan, is this Zach guy, and I don't know. There's so much out here about this Q anonymous poster that floating around on the message boards. The guy, the YouTuber over there called Destroying the Illusion, Ken's real into watching his stuff, but he's always posting about this Q posts, and also, you know, it's almost too overwhelming for me to stay with it. There's just so much out here, but there's all these data dumps happening, and some of it really gives you some of the people the feeling that this is coming from very, very deep inside of, you know, black ops type circles or White House circles and so forth. Like I said, it's so hard to try to discern when you're wading through all this, what's true, what's not, what's an operator trying to lead you down a path, what's legit. All of us, I'm sure, get, you know, and even some of the smartest people get taken down these trails. And I'm just like sick of being taken down trails. And so there, I just try to look at everything and put it all out there and kind of crunch things. But, you know, at the end of the day, these people that think, you know, when they're behind microphones and they're telling you that they know what's going on, these are the people you probably need to be like, you know what? You don't know what's going on, because some of the smartest people out here and in alternative media, they're wrong. They get it wrong, and it's just going to happen with the glut of disinformation, misinformation, and truth all coming at you at 100 miles an hour, with the sequence of events rapidly accelerating on top of that. You know, your guess is as good as mine. What's really happening? Are there some signs that things are shifting? Sure. But is it another layer of the PSYOP to make it think, yeah, we're finally getting some of these evil people struck down? You know, Iris Savant on the website, there's people speculating that basically this is, you know, the good guys taking down Kosher Nostra with the Hollywood, the Frankens, the Weinsteins, a bunch of these Jewish pervert characters getting taken down in rapid succession. It's hard to say whether this is done for appearances or, hey, is this real? Is this really another real power block finally trying to wrest control back from these creepy, you know, forces? Or is it for appearances' sake? I mean, we all have to make our own decision on that. See you guys after the break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
There are people in most countries who would like to live in the Republic of the United States or the Dominion of Canada, where that good Olga coal is sold. The citizens of our free countries are the envy of many people elsewhere because of the personal freedom which we have enjoyed. Why, then, doesn't every country adopt a form of free government? One answer is that, unfortunately, there are people and parties in many nations who are so greedy for power that they will sacrifice the freedom of their fellow countrymen to obtain power for themselves. History, even recent history, is replete with such instances. That is why the citizens of the Republic of the United States and the Dominion of Canada must be careful to recognize at its very beginning any movement to steal or limit their freedom. That is not always easy. The man who would enslave a free people doesn't begin by saying, "Now I'm going to be your dictator." Instead, he probably will claim that he is a devoted supporter of personal freedom. But all the while, he will support policies that weaken and undermine personal freedom. Such a man will deny any totalitarian aims. But free citizens must not be deceived by such denials. Apparently, it is a cardinal principle of every sincere totalitarian that he is justified in lying, if such lies will advance his plans. In these times, no public figure and no party or organization supporting such a person can be accepted without careful consideration. Every public figure and organization must be carefully scrutinized. And if their real aims are to limit or to destroy our freedom as individuals, they must be opposed and defeated.
We're back. It's in your radio now. I'm sure a bunch of you guys heard this individual, Cody Snodgrass. Okay, I heard him the other night on Rents. He did an hour with Ole Domegaard, and then Rents brought him back and did a 2-hour, which I haven't heard as of yet. But you know, this is exactly like an example of like it, you know, what to believe and, you know, so some guy, what Oklahoma City bombing was 1995. Okay. No. Waco was 93. Oklahoma City was 94, I want to say. And I don't have it in front of me, but April 19th, 1994, I think it was a year later. Don't hold me to that. It could have been 90. Maybe it was 94. Anyway, I don't want to get off this screen to type it in, but he said basically he was offered $1 million. He was a black ops guy. He was offered $1 million, 500 grand up front, and then the other 500 grand when the operation was done to be the basically the guy that, you know, planted the charges and set the bombing up of OKC and so forth. And, you know, a lot of us did our a lot of looking into OKC. I mean, ever right when it happened, WorldNet Daily had a lot of stuff. And they kind of led you down some rabbit trails back then, but they also had some good, you know, I remember Representative Charles Key from the Oklahoma legislature. And, you know, all the work that was done on, you know, the various kind of early alternative media platforms. And then there was a good documentary made, A Noble Lie, which I own. It's pretty good. It was by Free Mind Films, and they were kind of connected to Jones, but it was a pretty decent film. It really covers the basically the false flag angle, that it was a self-inflicted wound and, you know, a real lead up to 9/11. We had the 93 World Trade Center bombing, and then and so these were all lead ups to 9/11, but it was really, you know, the Clintons going after the resurgent right wing kind of militia movement at the time, which everybody was very leery of the Clintons, and they knew their pedigree and this Dixie Mafia and all the dirty dealings down there at MENA with the cocaine trafficking and the whole thing with Lassiter and being a subsidiary of Daddy Bush. And, gosh, what a horrible gang of people to run our country for that long. And so now we've got Trump in, and things are moving. I've got a very interesting segment to play when we come back, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. I'm rolling on, and it's no place you wanna go. You see, I'm not like all the rest. Some may question my line of work, but I've got a family, and I feed them off of death. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my skills I'm knowing for.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This